1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, you're getting to be a regular here. You were here on Friday. Here last Wednesday.
I know. This is great.
And here you are again. Time to talk baseball with Fireman Jim.
Good morning, Bob and Brian.
Good morning, Fireman Jim.
All right. A beautiful day today. Weather-wise, looking great for the last couple days and this weekend.
Too bad the Brewers aren't home now, Fireman Jim.
I'm kind of bummed out here because I had a plan. The plan for me today was to do my show with you guys, my bit, I call it. And then right when I was done, me and my friend that I work with, he's from Cincinnati, we're going to jump in his car and go hit Kokomo, where we own the Jackrabbits, and he has to stop there for something. And we're going to go to Cincinnati and go to the game tonight. And then stay for the game tomorrow, the day
game. Sure, because it's a day game tomorrow.
And then drive back.
Yeah.
I was like, let's do it. I was all excited. And then the forecast down the Ohio Valley is, whoa.
Really?
Really?
Bad.
Because it was misting last night for a short time during the game.
So today, tomorrow, those games are very questionable at this time. And I was like, I'm not driving there for a questionable game.
Right.
It's either going to be sit there in the misty, cold, yuck, or no.
In the misty mist?
No.
In the dusky dusk?
No, none of that. So, nope, trip is canceled.
You know what that tells me, Fireman Jim?
What?
That you are a happily married man. Because if you weren't happily married, you would rather go sit in rainy Cincinnati.
Good point.
Or right, having some five-way chili.
Some skyline chili.
So good
there.
For you. I'm very happy to hear
back
this.
Back in my 20s, I would have been out of gone no matter what.
Well, right.
Forget that. So I'm staying here, and they might get the game.
Oh,
in
that
the
sounds
forecast.
Like it was such a great plan, too, Fire and Gem.
It would
have been
hit to Cincinnati.
It's got us. Well, we were part of your plan anyway, but I was going to say, now I feel bad that you're...
I'm going to stick around, go back to work.
How are things at the Rock?
Great. I mean, we had a full slate of games last night, 4 high school games followed by 4 club games.
Yeah, great night for it. A little cool, a little bit cool, but sunny.
For baseball, it was packed up there, and all the rain that we had last week has moved out, and I'm making up those games. We're packed tonight, and once this weather hits like this, it's come up to the Rock and watch some baseball.
Yeah.
We got to have all levels from Little League all the way through college ball going on right now.
Do you have games scheduled for Sunday there, Fireman Jim? Or are you closed like Chick-fil-A on Sunday?
We got a tournament start. We got a big tournament this weekend. They started last weekend already. So tournaments are in town. And
this is going to be 74
open.
On Sunday.
It'll be slammed up there.
And you're 3 weeks away from Milkman?
Milkman opening day is Mother's Day weekend.
So
about a month out still. And spring training starts May 1st.
Okay, so 3 weeks away from spring training today.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. So it'll be here before you know it. And the umbrella bar is open up, so you can sit in the umbrella bar and overlook and watch games. It's beautiful. Get up there.
I was telling Brian, I think off the air earlier, I was watching the Brewer game last night, watching him take on the Cincinnati Reds.
That's right.
They said the Brewers had scored like 26 runs in the last 3 games.
Yeah.
Very productive offense.
Yeah.
And it really, I thought, oh my gosh, because I had heard a stat earlier in the day listening to the radio that the Chicago White Sox, who are horrible and were projected to be horrible this year, a 0% chance of making the playoffs.
Unlike the last
year, they were given.
Yep, they had their chance and they blew it.
Right. Have scored 16 runs all season.
They are horrible.
Going into last night's game. Now, they won last night.
Yeah, they did.
But going into last night's game, 16 runs. I said to Brian, that is unwatchable baseball.
Yeah, that's bad baseball. And the Brewers are playing some good baseball. And it's their offense. Like you said, they're hitting.
Pitching and hitting,
of course. But they're hitting. They're second. I know it's only a 10 game. We only have 10 games that we've played so far, but of those 10 games, we're second in the league in hitting
right now.
Major leagues.
I was thinking if we can get Ross through four innings, if we can get 4 innings out of Ross and then lean on the bench, he went into the 7th last night.
Yeah, what a great job.
And he cruised in the, he threw 6 pitches in the 6th.
He did a great job in his first win, since 21.
Yeah.
And he's coming off of 2 Tommy John surgeries in his career, and just what we need. We picked him up. Nobody else wanted him, and we took a chance on him. And so far, he's performing great. And it was a big win for us yesterday after the loss the day before, which wasn't a terrible loss. It was shaping up to be a horrible loss.
It was a bad start. The Brewers battled back,
and I'm like, okay, this team's showing something, and
they lost the game. Don't tell these fellas.
Yeah, and leading the way right now, Christian Yelich. Wow, is he looking good? He's changed something in his. They say he's changed a little something in his approach, and he's hitting the ball hard. And he's like his MVP season form.
What is he on pace for? 82 home runs
yeah,
in a year.
I like the
pacing yeah. of when in the April games when they're pacing for 95 home runs. That's why not.
He, you know, everyone right. says, oh, he'll cool off. What if he gets hotter?
He could. His two balls that he hit yesterday weren't even home runs yesterday, and both of his hits were over 107 miles an hour. So he's smoking the ball. So you hit the ball hard, good things happen.
What's the slowest you can hit the ball off a bat and expect to get a hit, Fireman Jim?
Well, maybe 5 miles an hour, a little dribbler bunt that can stay fair.
That dies in the grass.
Yeah, the catcher trying to blow it foul, and it never goes foul. Yeah, that can happen. And what happened on Monday's game? A lot of errors. So defense has been the
Which
only part.
Which was unusual because the Brewers had been making some pretty sweet plays in the
field.
They
have, and Bryce Terang. I mean, that's why he's here. But his offense this last 10 games, off the charts, stealing bases. I mean, if he can match this, he won't match this output all season, but his glove is phenomenal. We knew that already. Last year's hitting was his problem. Well, this year so far, he's been smoking the ball and getting on base and stealing bases. The Brewers are stealing bases. It's exciting baseball. It's good stuff.
We're gonna be known as a base stealing. Well, Cincinnati is too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, they've got a good squad of young players too. De La Cruz is. I mean, he caused those errors with his speed. The Brewers kind of panicked and they threw the ball wide. And his, you know, yeah.
And again,
he's
last
fast.
Night too.
Yep. He's a good ball player. I mean, inside the Parker, Frelick probably shouldn't have dove for that ball, but he did. And you know, with that his speed, it was a cruising round for.
How do you get to be that good? And they're after he had an error last night too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. Big one.
And they were saying, and this is why they're saying he may not be their everyday shortstop.
Well, he'll be hitting every day. That's for
where
sure.
Are you going to put? Is he going to the outfield if he's not? He's fast.
He'll if anything. I mean, he is fast. Maybe they turn him into an outfielder. He's tall. Maybe they turn him into a first baseman. Right now, you know, he's brought up as a middle infielder, shortstop, so they're going to, you know, keep him there, keep him happy. But if he keeps making errors, they'll make an adjustment. They definitely will. So, big win yesterday. Two more games there. If they get played again, the rains are coming. We'll see. And then
is this Washington
American League?
What was that?
Then more American
yeah,
League.
Yeah, then the Orioles.
Orioles.
Which
the Orioles.
Is, you know, they're and we're on. We're scheduling right now for a Corbin Burns matchup on Sunday. If things hold up the way they're supposed to, we could face Burns on Sunday, which is what great TV that's going to be.
I mean, Corbin Burns went last night. He went seven innings.
Yeah, he pitched well.
Gave up two hits, one earned run.
Yeah, he's got two great starts under his belt. He's in Corbin Burns
got
form
a 1.93 ERA.
So you don't. I don't want to face him because he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. So you like to avoid them when you go to that when you're playing a team like that. But you know, because it's Burns, I don't mind facing him on Sunday. That's going to be a fun game to watch. Hopefully, we can get to him. But it's kind of must watch TV. Between that and the Masters, you'd be flipping back and forth, right?
Or you just bring another TV into the room, put them side by side.
You could do that too. Yeah, but I'm all for it.
Or you could go out and rake the yard. It's going to be 74 degrees.
Too. So you got your Sunday projects going on. Right. So you got the game on the radio. You got the sound down at the Masters. But the Masters still call me. I like listening to the Masters. It's just I fall asleep.
Nobody listens to the Masters loud. It's peaceful.
It's very peaceful.
You don't turn the Masters up.
But the Masters has gotten louder, though, hasn't it, from year to year? More cheering, more yelling.
I think you're thinking of the waste management.
Oh, maybe I am. That the Phoenix, yes.
Where they throw beer onto the green. Big beer can bombs and stuff like that.
Don't you think the Masters have gotten a little more?
No. I think they don't think so.
No.
They're still pretty subdued.
Modern.
No, they do not want you loud. They want you to eat your.
But
what sandwich? They have the pimento sandwich and be quiet.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it, but I'm going to watch the Burns matchup. So, you know, Baltimore's playing well. Brewers are playing well. But still in second place behind the Pirates, who are playing
excellent
baseball.
Who are red.
What's with the Pirates?
They were red hot last year in April. They're just got a good young team, too. I mean, the Central Division, the Cubs, every team in the Central through
is above
500 above.
Yeah, they're above they're above water.
The Cardinals are in last place, and they're 500 exactly. So, again, an early
Marlins.
The Marlins.
One win.
The A's are like, yeah. White Sox. Marlins.
The A's have four wins.
Yeah, they got some good ballplayers in that team. They just don't have, you know, they're the A's. And their owners
play.
Not going to really put money behind them no matter what happens. So, yeah, they're going to Sacramento next year.
So, just as a baseball fan, do you want to go to Oakland in their last year and just sit in an empty ballpark just to take it in? Because yes. Baseball's not going to be in Oakland anymore.
Yes.
They don't have football. They don't have baseball.
You're right. They've lost everything.
Everything's gone.
Yeah. If I'm an A's fan, for sure. If I'm even a baseball
fan. I'm surprised that end of the bridge doesn't pick up and move.
Yeah, right.
We're not going to dump out into here anymore.
Yeah, I was down in San Fran last fall, and we drove through Oakland just on the freeway, and it's... I didn't want to stop at the stadium then. I was going to keep going. But as a baseball fan, I'd go to that. You know, it's got a lot of history in that ballpark. So if you're a baseball guy, yeah, you want to go to that stadium one more time and sit there and hope the possum doesn't attack you and just take it all in for one last time, right? I mean, especially if you're an A's fan, you have to.
I know you. I know you'd want to know if it's going to rain or not, though,
right?
Because you're not going to Cincinnati today.
I'm not going to make that drive. No way. Not for a possible rain out. So. I'm staying right here.
Is it going to rain in Kokomo? Could you just go to Kokomo and come back?
There's an outside chance, but Kokomo, Kokomo, I've been to many times.
Yeah. Right?
I spent a lot of time in Kokomo, so no need for me to go back there either.
Mm-hmm. How long a drive is it to Kokomo?
Depends on the traffic, usually down 65, 4 hours, three and a half.
Four hours. And here
it's
I am.
Down I-65, too, which is...
That you're going through towns? And 45-mile-an-hour zones?
It's always slow going towards Indy, and you get all the cool signs with the giant forks for that one restaurant, but I'm not. No need for me to go back to Kokomo unless I'm ordered to.
I missed a bit about the A's going to Sacramento.
Yeah, that's starting next year.
Yeah, they're going to play in the minor league park there for 3 years.
3 years.
That's odd, isn't it?
It is very odd.
You know,
they're picking up and getting out of where they are. Boy, this sucks. Let's get out of here.
I mean, they're still in a big stadium, but it needs a lot of work. But yeah, they're saying this stadium and this fan base and this is more conducive to what they need.
It only holds 15,000, right?
Yeah.
The stadium in Sacramento. What are they drawing on a regular?
Not 15,000
in Oakland. So okay.
Well, what are the chances they won't bother going to Vegas at all?
They'd have to start building a stadium in Sacramento then, which I don't think is on the docket. You know, they need because they're going to draw. When they go to Sacramento, because these fans from Sacramento area, they're going to see, oh, my God, the Yankees are here. Let's go check them out. Or it's a big league team now. So, yeah, they're going to draw there where Oakland just doesn't care anymore.
And they'll sell 15,000 tickets a night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Which is more than they're getting in Oakland.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what are the chances they won't bother with Las Vegas?
Well, right now.
Well, Las Vegas has to build them a stadium first before they go
which
there.
Which they have not yet done, and even the mayor said, nah.
But they have they started tearing down the Tropicana already. That's going away.
Empty real estate in Las Vegas. Probably won't sell.
right.
If the A's don't want it.
They haven't even broken ground that stadium, have they?
No.
No,
they're just tearing the casino down. The hotel is coming down
right now.
But it has
passed, right? They have or not, because every time I
read
about it,
I'm not sure where they are with that in Oakland.
It doesn't sound 100%.
But I think this is a bold move by the A's because, like Brian said, if Las Vegas goes, you know, after thinking about it,
if they say no and Sacramento says, we're not going to build a stadium, we can't afford it, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Major League Baseball have to save that franchise to keep that number. They're not going to just dissolve it, so then it'll be open up for bidding to other cities or maybe going south into Mexico. You know, who knows? There's probably a city that'll want another Major League team. But right now, all we're hearing is Vegas. They just can't lose that. They can't lose that franchise. MLB can't.
Right, and yeah, they won't. But
nobody else is bidding on it to buy him out. Like you always, you know, teams were always getting bought out back in the day. You know, they move A to B, so we don't.
I want them to survive, but I hope it's really hard for them. I hope it's a real distraction.
Well, so far,
move to some place like Platteville, or
I don't care. Okay. I don't care, but they have to stay in Major League Baseball.
So, if you're an A's fan or the A's owner, why would you put money into the team? Because they're not going to be. You're not going to make a lot of money. You're not going to be any championship caliber team. So you don't want to put a lot of money, which they're not. They're just going to keep being a like the Brewers used to be, kind of
just a punching bag. They're just going to be
a punching bag slash they're going to have some good talent. They're just going to get traded away for more rookies to build their farm system up for 3 more years. So when they get to Vegas and they finally are making money, that they might be good.
All right, so they're just treading water at the moment.
Yeah, right now they are, yeah. All right. For sure. So.
Well, they're treading water, and they're still better than the Marlins.
Yep. And the White Sox.
Yeah, and the White Sox.
White Sox are horrible.
Not even the worst
team. And it was 2 years ago we were picking the White Sox to get the World Series.
Yeah, right. Now, when the season started, I read the story. They were given a 0% chance of making the playoffs, and they were talking about how that's their bulletin board material. Well, do you take that down now? When you
after your you're 2-13 or whatever they are,
you just do the walk by, just kind of tear it down and throw it behind you as you're walking by. You don't even stop.
We'll show these guys.
Yeah,
they were right. Stop. You just keep walking, tear that down.
Get that off.
Who's managing the White Sox?
I don't even know, to be honest.
I hear his name, but it never sticks in my brain.
Yeah. I'm the same way. So they're gonna win more than one game, maybe two or three. But they're the worst team in baseball.
All I know is my baseball team is playing great baseball,
they're playing
pitching.
Great.
Hitting,
going to Baltimore and
fielding.
Then they're coming back for a quick San Diego series. So go check them out. They're a great team. You're going to get to know these young names, that's for sure. All right.